In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Ever since 2009, Palm Sunday has been a different experience for me. You see, uncomplicated by a coronavirus pandemic and the ability to travel through the world, I too was on sabbatical during that Lent and Easter season. And for Holy Week 2009, my wife and I were on pilgrimage to the Holy Land. In fact, with the timing of our two-week visit, we actually were able to experience both the Western and the Eastern Christian Holy Weeks right there, one right after the other. We arrived in Jerusalem on the Saturday morning before Palm Sunday. And after church on Sunday morning, we arranged for a cab to bring us up to the top of the Mount of Olives, where the procession begins. Thousands upon thousands of pilgrims from every corner of the globe were there, and children were selling locally harvested palm branches to pilgrims like us for a dollar. Together, we processed down the walkway to the Via Dolorosa, across the Kidron Valley, and into the streets of Jerusalem. As we walked, we would develop various walking partners whom we had never met, some of which did not speak our language, but there always seemed to be interpreters nearby who could help us communicate to each other. Fellow Christians from around the world who, through the coincidence of place and time, were brought together as one. I don't remember their names or their faces, but what will remain forever with me was the sense of solidarity as one, the body of Christ, drawn together from around the world, from every race, nationality, ethnicity, and culture, the human family of the followers of Jesus, unified in one magical moment as we commemorated the journey that Jesus himself had made nearly 2,000 years ago. Reinforced by our visitations in the following 2 weeks to many of the sacred sites in and around Jerusalem, we felt, as we never had before, part of the ongoing story of the Jesus movement. That experience brought to my attention and has made me reflect over the years on how easy it is for we 21st century Christians in the United States to read the events of this morning's Palm Sunday procession, or any of the events of Jesus' life for that matter, and experience the story as some sort of external event, like a TV show, that has meaning but doesn't really involve us. Like so many of the events of Jesus' life, it is easy for us to read about it as spectators rather than as actors in the drama. But in his letter to the Philippians, Paul draws us back into the drama. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus was called to demonstrate for us God's relational love for humankind, God in the form of man. Jesus called us as kindred to transform ourselves to do the godly work following in Jesus' footsteps. Unless we place ourselves squarely in this story, it's easy to sanitize the events of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the events leading up to his death. We become passive observers, perhaps mourners, lamenting the fate of Jesus and his message without recognizing our own responsibility in it. Palm Sunday calls us to remember that Jesus, both in his life and following his resurrection, calls us to follow him in his suffering and in his triumph. How many of you remember the 1970 classic by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, Jesus Christ Superstar? I remember it well because I was in college at the time, and being at a Jesuit university, they wanted to focus on this as a kind of a highlight of this Passion Week. And so every night during Holy Week, we would gather in Copley Crypt, this very scary, dark place, and do a portion of Jesus Christ Superstar, and then remember it and reflect on it. Do you remember the song, Hosanna, Hosanna, Zana, Zana, Ho, that remembers Jesus' procession into Jerusalem? In the 2005 remake of the show, the lyricist adds a soliloquy that Jesus sings to the crowd in response to the Hosannas. And it speaks exactly to this point of putting ourselves in the story. And for a split second, I actually toyed with trying to sing this. You can all thank me later that I decided to forego that opportunity. Jesus says, sing you this song, not for me alone. Sing it for yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom, the slow, the suffering, the quick, and the dead. As our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, continually reminds us, the way of the cross is the way of love. If we put ourselves in the Palm Sunday story, as Debbie and I were forced to back in 2009, and if we open our eyes to the realities of our contemporary world around us, we can't help but notice that many of the conditions that Jesus came to challenge really haven't changed all that much. And we also can't help but notice that the institutional church itself, as we have seen in the cases of many issues of social justice, has oftentimes been as much a perpetrator or at best a willing handmaiden to society rather than its adversary or challenger, as Jesus calls us to be. It's easy for us to say, well, he could do those things. He was Jesus. We're not Jesus. But that's too easy. To say that we have no power to change those things or lack the resources to address them in the way that Jesus and his followers wanted to demonstrates either a false humility or a lack of our will. Of course, there will be lapses, and of course, there will be failures. After all, many of Jesus' own followers abandoned him quickly following that triumphal entry. But we don't want to be them. We don't want to make it too easy to take ourselves out of this story. On this Palm Sunday, as we begin to walk the way of the cross with Jesus entering Holy Week, try to place yourselves in this story. Do we accept the glory of the triumph without accepting the burden of the suffering? Do we like the idea of being Christians, but not the reality to which that invites us? It is said that there can be no Easter without Good Friday. If that is true, then it is also true that we cannot fully appreciate or enjoy the fruits of Jesus' resurrection unless we walk with him each and every day on his pathway to the cross. Amen.
Amen.